Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. If you think back a few years to the days of the gangsters in Chicago, you might remember the talk about the Valentine's Day massacre. Well, here in 2013, it looks like Senate Democrats are proposing a massacre of their own, as they are proposing agriculture take one-fourth of the total burden regarding sequestration by a total elimination of direct farm program payments, leaving no money for federal farm program safety net programs in the future over the next decade. Debbie Stabenow is the chair lady of the Senate Agriculture Committee. She described to farm media exactly how this sequestration alternative will work.
What we're proposing is a package that would be one half raising revenue by closing special tax loopholes on the wealthy and the well-connected. The other half is spending reductions. Half of that, so a quarter of the whole proposal, would be cuts in defense, which is half of what would occur if sequestration went into effect. So half of that's defense. The other half in non-defense is fulfilled by cutting direct payments. So there would be no other cuts to other programs under this proposal.
Basically, the deal that Chair Lady Stabenow has agreed to is that for 2013, direct farm program payments will stay as put together in the one-year Farm Bill extension. Starting in 2014, though, they are eliminated. All the money is gone, except for a little bit of money for livestock disaster assistance that didn't have funding starting in 2012.
I have written this and negotiated this provision to make sure that we are providing disaster assistance for 2012-2013 for our farmers and ranchers who really do need it. So instead of having a direct payment given to folks who don't need it, we need to make sure that we are providing disaster assistance for those that do.
Chair Lady of the Senate Agriculture Committee, Debbie Stabenow, through Thursday evening, a couple of pieces of reaction thus far. One from Scott Faber of the Environmental Working Group. He loves the provisions the Democrats have offered up, applauding provisions of the American Family Economic Protection Act that finally ends direct payments, which have largely flowed to the largest and most successful farmers, regardless of need, and restore funding for critical programs designed to protect the environment, prevent hunger, and support local and organic farmers. Meanwhile, the chairman of the House Agriculture Committee, Ms. Stabenow's counterpart, Frank Lucas of Oklahoma, says that farmers and ranchers want to be a part of the solution to the fiscal crisis we face in this country. And the House Ag Committee demonstrated that commitment to being a part of the solution when we passed a comprehensive balanced farm bill that cut more than $35 billion from all of agricultural spending, including the farm safety net, conservation programs, and reforming the SNAP program. We made those reforms in the context of a comprehensive five-year bill that ensured we still met the food and fiber needs of all Americans. The Senate's approach of taking away our investment in rural America without addressing the hole it will create is not balanced and not acceptable. Oklahoma Congressman Frank Lucas, the chairman of the House Agriculture Committee, reacting to the Senate plan that would offer a sequester alternative, but it uses a significant part of the farm safety net funds in farm law to do so. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.